Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 298 for Tuesday, March 8th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. The ICE Futures Canada canola market moved higher in the most active months in the final minutes of trade after posting losses for most of the day. Canola was up $2 to down $2 at the close. The May contract up $1.60 at $458.80 per ton. Ongoing uncertainty over tightening dockage allowances in China did keep exporters on the sidelines, as any sales booked now are unlikely to make their way to China until after the April 1st start date for the new standards. Generally bearish technical signals added to the softer tone throughout the day, with speculators adding to their short positions. However, sharp weakness in the Canadian dollar provided underlying support, with crush margins improving on the day. Advances in Chicago soybeans were also supportive, helping the front months eventually turn higher, although soy oil was down. The USDA releases its latest monthly supply-demand report tomorrow, and positioning ahead of that was a feature on both sides of the border. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all mostly higher, although activity was on the choppy side ahead of tomorrow's USDA report. Soybeans up 2 to 4 cents, the May contract up 3 at $8.84 per bushel. Reports that truck drivers in Brazil are set to take strike action over the next week provided underlying support, as movement of recently harvested soybeans could be hampered. Follow-through buying after yesterday's gains was also supportive, but some analysts are anticipating a bearish reading in tomorrow's stocks data, and that did temper the upside. Losses in crude oil and the equity markets were also overhanging the grains and oilseeds. Corn futures were steady to up 3 cents, the May contract up 1 cent at $3.60 per bushel. Chart-based buying accounted for most of the support, with the fundamental signals still remaining relatively bearish for corn. Farmer selling is said to be picking up across the U.S. countryside, while concerns over declining demand from both China and the ethanol sector overhanged the corn market. For wheat, prices were up 1 to 4 cents, the May contract in Chicago up 2 at $4.65 per bushel. Weather concerns in some winter wheat growing regions of the U.S. as the crops start to break dormancy lent underlying support, but any gains were tempered by the continued lack of significant export demand for U.S. wheat. Ideas that the already large U.S. and world carryout forecasts will be revised even higher by the USDA tomorrow were also overhanging the market. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, March 8th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin.